And then, point 10, don't talk down. If you talk down to your audience, it means you haven't studied them properly, you haven't found out sufficient about them, and you're not aware of them. So even if you are talking to an audience of children, be very careful you don't talk down to them. Talk to them directly. I can say something from my own experience about this, because as you know, years and years ago, I spent a lot of time among the newly converted disciples of Dr. Embedkar, followers of Dr. Embedkar. And I know that some of my fellow monks definitely did used to talk down to them, in the sense they'd only talk about, the five precepts. They thought, well, these people aren't very educated, in many cases they're illiterate, so well, they just need the five precepts. But I didn't do that. I made a point, especially if I've given one or two or three lectures in a particular place, of going into points of Buddhist philosophy. I used to talk about what is the Buddhist conception of nirvana? What do we mean by anatta? Even paticca sammuppada, I used to talk on these topics to people who in many cases were virtually illiterate, because I realized that intelligence has got very little to do in the last analysis with formal education. And if one puts things in the right way, if one is clear in one's own mind about these topics, and one communicates clearly, even less educated people can understand. They can understand at least something. So one should never talk down to one's audience. Whatever the age of the audience, whatever the level of education, never talk down. Of course, you must, as I said earlier, be careful that you don't say things that go way above their heads. You can just say a few things, perhaps, that are beyond their understanding, just to suggest that, well, you don't and they don't understand everything about Buddhism. But the bulk of what you say must be serious and intelligible to them, and deal with fundamentals, and above all, not be a sort of, you know, talking down to them. So that's point number 10. And then point number 11. Don't be apologetic. What do I mean by this? I mean, don't start off by saying, well, I don't know, well, suppose we're going to talk about the Eightfold Path. Don't start off by saying, well, you know, I don't really know very much about the Eightfold Path. I haven't studied it very much. And well, people might wonder, well, why are you talking about it in that case? I sometimes wonder, well, why people feel it necessary to be apologetic. It's a sort of false humility, perhaps. You certainly shouldn't sort of brag about your knowledge or say, well, I know all about this subject, I'm going to talk to you about it. No. But you don't have to be apologetic in the sort of way that I've described. Have confidence. You've studied the Dharma, you've studied that particular subject, you've reflected upon it. So you have confidence. You don't need to be apologetic. At the same time, your presentation can be modest. Modestly confident or confidently modest. So that's point number 11. 12. Be aware of the occasion. And perhaps this applies more to talks or lectures given within the context of the FWBO. Suppose you've been asked to speak at a Wesak celebration. Well, bear in mind it's a Wesak celebration. You should say something about Wesak. You should say something about the Buddha, about the Buddha's enlightenment, its significance. Not go off on some other, perhaps quite interesting, spiel on some unrelated topic. And similarly, if you're attending, say, someone's funeral and you're invited to speak, well, speak something about that person, something appropriate to the occasion, something about impermanence, something about death. You might think this is obvious, but I did hear not so very long ago that someone gave a talk at a centre, I don't know which centre it was, certainly wasn't the LVC, And after the talk, the chairman, should have given, or whoever it was, should have given a sort of vote of thanks. But the chairman proceeded to talk about the topic, with no connection whatever with the topic that the speaker had been speaking on. And there was a certain amount of surprise at this. Yeah, so one must really watch this, consider and study the occasion, and speak appropriately to the occasion, in a tone appropriate to the occasion, with emotions appropriate to the occasion. In the case of Wesak, obviously you should be able to speak in a joyful way. If it's in connection with Parinirvana Day, well, a more serious and solemn tone even is appropriate. And if you're giving a little talk on the occasion of, say, the name given of somebody's baby, well, be happy and joyful and celebratory, because this new little being has come into the world and may grow up to be a good human being and perhaps even a Buddhist, even an order member. So it's a joyful occasion. And similarly, if it's someone's birthday party, you don't want to be the skeleton at the feast or anything like that. However, appropriate meditation on skeletons may be another occasion. So be mindful of the occasion. I think I'm sometimes surprised the extent to which people are not mindful of the occasion and therefore don't speak appropriately.